You're listening to the F.C. Tucker Bloomington Realtors House to Home Show on WGCL, proudly sponsored by Menards on Liberty Drive in Bloomington and Panama Property Service. Make one call for your home improvement needs. Call Panama Property Service, PPS, at 812-369-9696. And now, your hosts, Nancy Baldwin and Brian Thompson.
Hello, and welcome to House to Home. I'm Nancy Baldwin with HFI Mechanical and Building Solutions. And my co-host is Brian Thompson with F.C. Tucker Bloomington Realtors. Hello.
Hello there.
You're looking at the monitor
something's doing wrong. Funky stuff. I didn't think it was working.
It's working.
Us old people can't see, you know.
Jeez. Our guest today is a new friend.
Wow.
She's never been on. That.
She usually talks about hazing people.
I know. I call her a friend because she is nervous.
Aww.
Amy Chitwood with Curry Auto Center. Welcome.
Hi. Yay. Thanks. Thanks for having me.
I don't know if we've ever even had Curry on.
No, and I don't think we've ever had any of the auto dealers on. No one.
Note to self.
There's the first for everything.
There you go.
Save the best for
lucky,
first.
Lucky, lucky, lucky. Right? That's there right. So tell us a little bit about Curry Auto Center, number one. I know you guys have been around for a long, long time. Tell us what you do there.
We've been in business since 1915. We're a fourth generation locally owned car dealership.
That's what I was waiting for her to say.
Yeah. I was just saying, I don't think Carrie's that old, but that's okay.
Yeah, fourth generation. So,
but they have really cool things. She's probably got one here that's got cool pictures of like his grandfather and everybody.
Yeah. We've got a timeline all the way back to 1915 since last year was our 100th year anniversary.
Very cool.
We made timelines and it was, we had lots of different parties and it was a great year.
It was. So, but you obviously are an auto center. You sell cars, trucks.
We have all GM products, which we accrued Chevrolet, about 7 or 8 years ago, which has been our big push lately. But we have Cadillac, Buick, GMC, and then obviously Chevrolet. But we can sell anything pre-owned. So say somebody wants a different model or make, we're happy to locate pre-owned vehicles as well.
Nice.
Right now,
so
I'm
if you love
looking,
the service, yeah. So yeah. If you love the service that Curry affords you,
yep.
You don't, but you love a Ford product,
right?
You can go there and get a pre-owned.
Isn't right.
That nice?
Amy will find it for you.
I will. I'm currently on the hunt for a Honda Odyssey. So.
Oh, wow.
I think we're getting one in this week.
I was going to say, you might just get one in now because somebody's going to be like, oh, they want a Honda Odyssey. I got one. I'd like to trade in.
We take anything in on trade, and then we're able to kind of help find anything. We're a non-commissioned dealership.
Okay.
So sales staff is there for the customer. So whether you're buying today, tomorrow, a month from now, 3 months from now, we're happy to help assist you.
That's awesome.
And that makes for a better shopping experience, I think, for people. They should feel more comfortable about that because I know it's intimidating going to the car dealership.
It is, for sure.
It is. Especially when you see like 5 men standing in the parking lot.
With their arms crossed.
For a woman, you're like, okay, they're going to descend on me. And I'm like, oh, I'm just here to see Amy. Sorry, bye.
And then they run away.
No, so you guys are always doing something cool. You've always got something going on. At least 3 or 4 times a year. So what's upcoming for Curry now?
We do like to do a lot with the community and give back. We're big believers in corporate tithing. So 10% of what Curry makes, we try and give back to the community every year. Our biggest thing that we have coming up is our 4th annual car show.
It is very cool.
It's becoming very big. The first year that I did it, they were like, okay, you can do it. If it's, you know, a dud,
we'll
it's a dud.
This.
But we tried it. Yeah. And I only expected like 40 cars, and we had 100. So I was very, very under, prepared for that.
Good so for you, though.
Yeah, it was fun. And so from that, we've learned we get the street closed down. So they're in front of Curry. We get it closed down to what's now the Habitat Restore. And then we put our food vendors in the street. So this year
there's food, too?
There's food.
There has to be food at a car show. Come on, Nancy. Come on. It has to be food.
And this year we've got Great White Smoke and the Big Cheese. And last year, it was good. Last year people wanted coffee, so we've got Barisco coffee.
Oh, nice.
And then I'm trying to get like an ice cream or some sort of dessert. We'll see. See how that works out. Okay. If there's enough room in the street. So
there's always room for ice cream.
Yeah, that's right.
It's true. You could put on the new car side. But it's a great event. It's open to the public, and all the people that want to enter their cars, it's a $10 fee up until the week ahead of time, and all proceeds go to Pets Alive this year.
Oh, nice. Very nice.
So
you pick a different charity every year?
We pick a different charity to try and give back to. This year they'll have a silent auction, so local businesses donate gift cards and trips and goodies and stuff like that. And then we have raffles. So.
Wow, that's awesome. So tell me about the cars. Are they all classic cars, or is it like some newer car? You know, tell me.
Exotic sports cars.
Yeah, can I find some like really cool Porsche there or something?
There would be a really cool Porsche. This year, let's see, last year we had the new Stingray. We had a couple people get the new Stingray since Chevy just redid the Corvette. So we had a couple people enter those. We had a Jaguar last year, which was really cool to kind of see, you know, different models, you know, other than Chevys. And believe it or not, non-GM vehicles win Best of Show every year. So it's not just for Chevys.
Right.
The judges are not Curry employees. They're from different places, different body shops and stuff. So, yeah, actually more GM or non-GMs win.
That's funny.
So
you'll have to work harder on that.
I know. So we got to get some of those old cars that are out there in the garages, because this year I've added 10 more trophies. So
So and it doesn't cost to come and see the show or participate. It just costs to have your car in the show.
Right. And then, like I said, it's that $10 the week of and the day of the show. It's $15. Okay. All the proceeds go to Pets Alive. The food there, you have to pay for, just because of the vendors.
Sure. Well, yeah.
But yeah, it's a free experience. I'm trying to get something for the kids, but a lot of people just like to come see the cars. Oh, we had 160 last year.
Especially if it's a nice day just to walk around, 160,
160 cars.
That'd take you a long time.
Wow.
You'd need lunch.
It does. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun, and we have music and
live music too.
Last year we had Clayton, because he's our spokesperson.
Yes,
this year he might
make
a guest appearance if he's in town. So
nice.
But
that's awesome. I didn't realize it was that big.
I didn't either.
It's It's a big, it's getting bigger. I don't think I eat that day. I think I run around like a chicken with my head cut off. But it's fun. And I like to do it. And then Pets Alive will be there. Mm-hmm. Whoever the charity is there to hand out the awards and to thank everyone. So
that's really, really awesome. I think that
is fun.
Well, car shows are such a fun event. I mean, I think it's something that I know growing up, I went to a lot of car shows growing up, and then it kind of like lost its luster for a while, but it's a big deal again. So, and then there's a lot of car clubs for different kinds of cars and things.
Right.
So this is a people really like to show off their cars. I mean, it's a big
deal.
They
do. They take a lot of pride in their vehicles.
So if people want to enter, you said a week before, when is the show again so that they can get with you, or we need to, we'll make sure that we talk about how to enter.
The show is June 4th. They can register online on our website at curryautocenter.com.
Easy.
They can call me, Amy, at Curry to sign up via phone, or they can just show up. Starting actually yesterday, I got 10 entries. So I love the mail. It's like, it's no bills. It's like actually legit people.
So if they just show up, what time is the show? So what time do they need to be there to be in place if they show up on that day?
Well, those that pre-register get preferred parking.
Sure.
And then I know I know how many people are going to be there. They also get dash plaques to the first 100 that are registered.
Oh, very good.
So I've been trying to make that urge so that we don't have an abundance
last
of, you know, no parking and stuff like
that.
But the day of 10 o'clock is registration, and they come in and they park around those that are pre-registered.
Okay.
But yeah, a lot of people wait for the weather.
Yeah, they kind of because some of those cars don't ever see
right. Some of them are trailered in. They park at the mall. Like when I come in, I can see them at the mall. It's like they know what my car looks like because the second I park, they're there. It's crazy.
It's Amy. There she is.
They do.
Get out of the trailer now.
You should take home a different car next this year.
I should.
So that somebody else doesn't know.
I definitely should.
And what's the phone number? Let's say that a couple of times so that they...
For Curry, it's 812-339-2227.
We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to talk more to Amy Chitwood with Curry Auto Center about the happenings at Curry this summer.